4 p.m. Tuesday, the 16th of July of 2002. On behalf of the Comité Zapatista de Los Angeles, we'd like to welcome the brothers and sisters who are here today in support of San Salvador Atenco, Mexico, what's taking place right now, the developments, the current attacks of the people, the lands, for the building of an airport here. Atenco is not for sale. When corporate and government officials decided last fall to relocate Mexico City's airport to the community of San Salvador Atenco, few, if any, consider the opinion and interest of the thousands of peasants who depend on the land for their daily existence. From the inception, the farmers have resisted a government mandate to leave their homes and fields in return for modest cash payments, currently at 70 cents per 1.2 square yards. Now, taking inspirations from the Southern Mexico's Chiapas Zapatista movement, they, the historically voiced and economically oppressed, have donned ski masks and turned to violence in the name of resistance and declaration of autonomous lands. They have blocked the roads, they have jacked and burned vehicles, attacked the local police with machetes and seized hostages as potential leverage, bringing Mexico's bloody history of land feuds to the country's biggest public works project in a new century. In return, the military, police officials, and government have attacked them as well, prosecuting and holding hostage 16 members of the movement. Why such violent protest? The people are protesting government attempts to expedite the lands of the people for the 11,000 acres, which total $2.3 billion airport project, which would swallow and economically marginalize the community. As of Thursday, July 12, 2002, 16 people were injured and 7 police officers and court officials were taken hostage after farmers lost hope and patience with the lack of support from the local city government. International support. Tuesday, July 16, 2002 is being marked as a national and international day of solidarity with the people of San Salvador Atenco and all Mexico. We, the Committee Zapatista de Los Angeles, in unity with the civil society, demand that the Mexican government adhere to the current demands being set and negotiated by the community of San Salvador Atenco. In struggle and solidarity with our brothers and sisters of San Salvador Atenco, Mexico, Comité Zapatista de Los Angeles, and civil society, Los Angeles, California, at 4 p.m. Tuesday, July 16, 2002. I'm going to pass on Compañera Sara, who's going to read a statement in Spanish, and then we're going to go ahead and show a video and have a kind of like a circle discussion where we can educate and inform the people on the latest developments of Atenco. We're going to be showing the video, and one of the compañeras here would also like to say some words here from the community.
Esto es la traducción de lo que acabó de leer Eduardo. Estamos aquí básicamente para apoyar y en solidaridad con el pueblo de Atenco en México, que están luchando para retener sus tierras que históricamente se les han querido arrebatar por el gobierno. Las corporaciones y los oficiales gubernamentales han decidido que desde octubre del año pasado iban a pasar o pasaron un decreto de expropiar las tierras de la región alrededor de Atenco, que son 15 otras municipalidades al lado. Atenco rehúsa a vender sus tierras y no están, como dice lo que están usando ahorita es el dicho de Atenco no se vende. Les quieren dar una miseria de dinero por metro cuadrado de tierra que es más valioso para los campesinos que viven ahí, obviamente, pero el gobierno y las corporaciones no están tomando eso en cuenta, y claro, nada más están viendo esto como para crecer su economía y dejar que este sea el primer plan que se lleve a cabo y se extienda a principios del plan Juan Panamá, y muchos otros proyectos neoliberales que irán todo en sur de en el sur de, de en todo en Sudamérica y el resto del continente, así como en otros países del mundo. Pues, ¿qué más puedo decir? Gracias por haber venido.
Thank you, Sara. Could we give a hand for Sara and support Gorowitz, please? As you made heard the news today, political prisoners, so the people that were hostage from the campesino side, from the farmers, were released. There was an exchange where 12 were exchanged for the 19. And there was 19 on that side, 12 on this side. So there was an exchange. And currently there is a discussion to negotiate. But it is clearly stated this morning, the news that came out, that the lands will not be, the lands are not being negotiated whatsoever. Even if they increase to $1.20 the acre or whatnot, it does not matter. Lands are not being, they're not negotiated whatsoever. What's being discussed right now is that to stop the project completely and sit down on the table with basically political leverage on the interests of the people and start looking at alternative projects with the people's opinion and perspective on the table. That's what's being discussed right now, as being said. And currently, they are demanding not to speak with the governor or any diputado from the area, but speak directly to Fox. Because Fox, Florencio Salazar, and other individuals are in relation to what Atenco is basically about, is about Plan Pueblo Panamá, Plan Colombia, and Plan Dignidad. And it's something that is not being discussed by the local media, by the local press, or whatnot. If you recall, not too long ago, and it's being even in discussion tomorrow, the Tustin Airport here, LAX. What is the difference and what is comparison? Mexico City, there's already an international airport. The one being built specifically caters to cargo. Yes, there's passengers and whatnot, but cargo to the different corridors that would be shipping the different cargo that comes in. LAX, for example, has San Pedro, has the railroads, and has the trucks that bring in the goods from NAFTA and whatnot, and they're distributed across the Southwest. Mexico City will be the hub where everything will be coming in and distributed throughout Mexico through different corridors and into Central America. It's part of the plan to privatize Latin America, and that is something that Atenco has challenged. Who were the voiceless before? Who were the ones who were considered the peasants, the ones that were outside the city, have shocked the world, similar as the Zapatistas did in 1994. So with the spirit of that, we're going to be showing a video of Atenco. It's a short video. And I received a phone call from the person who did the video this morning. And he told me that part two is coming out. And that will be sent to us. And we'll be showing part two of this video of the latest developments that is taking place. So with that, we're going to go ahead and show the video. Thank you.